This is KCUR. Kansas Cityans have no shortage of players to root for in baseball's All-Star Game. Of course, six Royals players are in Cincinnati, but other teams are sending Kansas City talent too. Los Angeles Angels first baseman Albert Pujols graduated from Fort Osage, and St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Trevor Rosenthal hails from Lee's Summit West. On the Kansas side, it's a different story. KCUR's Greg Eklund explains.
No one who attended high school in Johnson, Wyandotte, or Leavenworth counties have been an All-Star since 1953.
I think that's an astounding fact. With so many sports and athletes that we have in the area, I think probably there should have been more.
That's Donna Dixon, daughter of the late Murray Dixon, the last All-Star from any of those counties. Dixon attended Leavenworth High School and later with the St. Louis Cardinals through a spring training no-hitter against the New York Yankees. Listen closely to this 1948 recording of Dixon with Cardinals broadcaster Harry Carey.
When did you realize that you had a no-hitter cookie?
Well, I knew in the fifth inning. I was thinking about it. It was going through my mind all the time.
Pitcher Ralph Terry became teammates with Dixon when they played on the Kansas City Athletics in the late 1950s, but Terry had previously known about Dixon through the Cardinals broadcasts.
I remember listening to him. But growing up, listening to Harry Carey when he was a St. Louis Cardinal announcer, and he was a great pitcher with the Cardinals.
At the 53 All-Star Game in Cincinnati, Dixon pitched the last two innings for the National League 4 years after the Cardinals sold him to Pittsburgh.
The family is very proud of his accomplishments.
Talk of the next Kansas City area All-Star, regardless of the state line, inevitably turns to Gardner Edgerton's Bubba Starling. He got his first invitation to a big league spring training last February. His initial impression?
Lots of energy around the clubhouse and out on the field.
It was the Kansas City Royals' first full squad workout since Game 7 of the World Series. Starling, a center fielder, had a chance to size up his abilities against big league pitchers.
You know, them top level guys. It was just great to see them, what they kind of had, and I kind of got to see how everyone went about their business and took care of stuff on the field, off the field, and I was just learning every day from them.
Center fielder Bubba Starling. There was hardly any fanfare for this moment as the visiting team in late April, but it was big for Bubba Starling because he was promoted to Double-A ball. He started the season in Class A, but with a hot bat, a .386 average in a dozen games, he was ready to move up. It's been 4 years since Starling was paid $7.5 million as the fifth overall pick in the draft.
Bubba, obviously being a multi-sport athlete, with baseball being really his third sport, it's taken him some time really to mature as a baseball player.
That's his current manager for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, Vance Wilson, a former big league catcher.
You can't forget how hard the game is. You can't forget that you played with guys that it took longer.
His first pitch swinging, and he lines one over the glove of Mejia and into left field. And gliding across second, first base, he's going to head for two. A head first slide, and he's safe. And Bubba legs out a double for his first hit of his Double-A career.
Despite learning the game and moving up in the Royals organization, Starling lags behind his peers. Of the seven top picks in the 2011 draft, five have played in the big leagues, and the top pick, Pittsburgh pitcher Gerrit Cole, is an All-Star. Lack of consistent hitting has held up Starling. His fielding, however, is more polished.
He doesn't panic in the outfield. He never looks like he's out of control. Not only a plus arm, but an accurate arm. And so the way he positions himself, very, very good center fielder.
Starling says baseball history interests him, but has he ever heard of Murray Dixon?
I mean, I don't know Murray Dixon. Not for sure.
Starling likely isn't alone, since Murray Dixon has been deceased since 1989. Donna Dixon knows a player will eventually emerge from Johnson, Wyandotte, or Leavenworth counties to join her father in the All-Star ranks.
New people enjoying the All-Star game. I think that'd be terrific for our area.
Maybe it will be Starling, maybe someone else. For KCUR News, I'm Greg Eklund.